So, I was thinking, what with Halloween coming up and everything, would you like to do something different this year? Like, maybe a ghost hunt? I haven't been on one for years, but I'd like to go on one with you. I know you said no one of us before because you're always busy, but I really think it will be fun. I mean, it definitely will be for me. And you'll be able to see that there's nothing to be scared of. You're not scared? Yeah, okay, he could have fooled me. Well, I figured if you choose a place and don't tell me where it is or anything about it so that I can't be accused of researching at all, you can see for yourself how I pick things up from the energy in and around the buildings that you're able to verify yourself. That's what they used to do on the weekly ghost hunts I went on. I'd never know where we were going until we got there so the rest of the team could do just that. They knew there was no way I could have known, so it really helps people to see things for what they are, which is great. It's all just energy. There's nothing to be worried about. Honestly, I don't mind where it is, whether it's a place that holds the hunts themselves so we can tag along, or an abandoned building we can sneak into. I'm cool with anything. It's not like you see in the films at all. There's really nothing to be scared of. The things that always, but always, make you jump is another human, not a spirit. When you feel or hear something from the spirits around, it's more fascinating and exciting, and it may be surprising to you that it's a very normal feeling. It's hard to explain, but I'd really like you to experience it. You will? Really? Oh, this is going to be so much fun. Thank you. Do you have somewhere in mind already? No, actually, don't tell me. I really want you to have the full experience. Let me know when you figured out where you want to go. Anywhere you feel drawn to or think you won't be too frightened of. Okay. Okay, I'm just teasing. I'm on holiday this week, so I'll be ready when you are. Just give me half an hour notice before you want to pick me up and I'll be ready. Oh, I'm so excited. Talk to you soon.
This is going to be so much fun. I can't wait to see where we're going. And don't forget, there may well be nothing there at all, so don't be surprised if I don't pick anything up. Though that would be very unlikely, it has happened before now. Once when I was on stage doing a demo for a small audience, I was mortified. I got nothing. Nada. That had never happened before, and all I could do was apologise and tell them just that. There was nothing, or I wasn't picking up on anything anyway. I thought they'd been really angry with me, but it actually got me a really good reputation for being plain honest. And I never got a nothing again since. It was very bizarre. Maybe it happened because people just needed to see that honesty. Maybe I was being tested to see how I'd handle it. Who knows? Anyway, I just want you to expect nothing and be ready for anything because I don't even know what's there or going to happen until we get there. I sleep for a bit? It's going to be a long night for both of us, but I didn't get a chance to sleep much at all last night either. This stuff can be really draining on the energy. Thanks, mate. Our music's fine. Won't bother me at all. How about as loud as you like?
Disgrace. I never really asked to be brought into this place. You wanna love me? Well then, baby, have a taste. All the highs and the lows. No, you'll never be the same. I don't really wanna hurt you, but I can't control the pain. If you're sticking by my side, maybe we could be okay. Okay, okay. Maybe you could be the change I need today. I promise that I've never felt this way. I really hope that you will choose to stay through all the pain.
Oh my God, where is here? What is this, a hospital or something? A prison? Wow. I did not think he'd pick somewhere like this, that's for sure. Worried? Me? Get off. Just did not see this coming. Which is just the way I like it. This is gonna be fun. So what's the... You have the keys. How on earth did you wangle that? Friend of a friend. Okay. Well, let's do this. Let's go in first and have a look. Find a room with somewhere to sit so that we can get our base. Oh, I bought a ton of snacks and stuff later, so we should have a bit of chill time too. Which, funny enough, is a lot of stuff tends to happen. Well, it's like I keep telling people. All the nonsense you see on TV, people shouting profanities and calling spirits names and just being generally pretty horrible people. Would you respond to them if you knew they were trying to get a reaction from you? I wouldn't. I'd do the bloody opposite on principle. Talk to me like a piece of shit and they'll get nothing. But when you and your team or whoever are all just having a break and general chit-chat, there's usually a lot of laughing and joking going on. It's all really high-vibe energy and everyone's excited and that's what they love the most. That's when things start to happen. Because they're loving it and just want to join in and be a part of the fun while you're not even trying to make anything happen. But, saying that, I've never been to a place like this before. There would definitely be a lot of not good energy trapped in these walls. Like recordings. I'm really curious about it. Maybe it will be a totally new kind of experience altogether, who knows. Oh, look at that. There's a map on the wall. It looks like all three floors are the same layout pretty much. Did you find out any of the history of this place? Oh, and don't tell me, I'm just saying, I'll follow your lead with which rooms you want to visit to start off with. After that, I'll let myself be guided by what I'm picking up on, if that's okay. Maybe things you're aware of already, it may be something completely different. There's no way of knowing on any level what will happen on these things, or if nothing at all. That's not unusual. I just want you to know that nothing is ever guaranteed, no matter the hype. So, what do you want to do? Close your eyes, spin and put your finger on the mat to see where we go first, or... Oh, oh wait, what's that there? The governor's house? Looks like that whole section in the centre there is where the governor lived. They would have been pretty much surrounded by cells going by this. Not creepy at all. And that space is left blank on all the other floor maps. I guess because it's a private area on all floors. Do we have access to that house part? Did you see that? I know you were nowhere near it, and I'm here with you. And that was over there. Hi, I guess you want to join in, huh? Happy to have you along. Well, you're safe, so don't start panicking before we've even started. If you noticed, it's pointing in the direction of the governor's house. Maybe we should go have a look. On the map, look. I'm really curious about the layout of this. I get the feeling it wasn't just a home, even though it looks separate to the rest of the semicircle blocks that surround it. It's just a feeling. Oh, you don't have the key for it? Well, let's just go and have a look anyway. I'm really drawn to that area. Look, it's just on the other side of the reception area. Looking door at the end there too. Not a very homely looking door. Makes sense, I suppose. It'd have to be secure. That drawer opened, did you see it? Hi, we saw the bottle being knocked over and pointing this way. Are you the same person who just opened this drawer? Did you used to work here? Is there anything in that drawer, can you see? Key. Guess whoever it is wants us to go in there then. If it fits. Let's try it and see because what are the chances? Oh wow, met with stairs. Do you want to go up? You sure? We don't have to do anything you don't want to, but you must tell me that too, okay? That's not how I imagined it would be, that's for sure. Red wallpaper. Ooh. What was that? Wait. I'm picking up. Was this a prison for both men and women? I'm feeling a feminine energy on the right side and mostly masculine to the left and directly in front. Yeah? Ah, good stuff. Let's keep going. So this is what, the dining area? Feels really odd. I guess if they had anyone to dinner, they didn't want them going through the rest of the house to get there. Feels really weird though, doesn't it? There's not much furniture left. Is that the kitchen? It looks huge. Yeah, I thought so. I'm really surprised how large that is, actually. Do you think they had their own prisoner chefs or something? I've never seen anything like it. The only window in the main room looks out over the front entrance view. Gosh, this is like a time capsule. Nothing's been touched at all, I don't think. I wonder why it closed. Maybe we'll find out. Do you want to go to the next floor? Looks like the main living area. Just one large room. This place has the weirdest vibe I've ever felt. I'm not comfortable with it at all. How does it make you feel? Do you want to go up further or have you seen enough? Yeah, I'm not keen on this place. It's really not welcoming. Feels like no one should see this part. I don't know why. But it's almost like a warning feeling for me to not go further. I don't know, mate. Are you sure? That was one of the places you were told about? I'm not sure about this, but okay. Okay, so this is the bedroom. What's that room there? Closet? That looks a lot smaller than the rooms in the same place on the other floors. What's that? Well, there's something behind it. I don't even know if I want to look. It doesn't feel good at all. Someone just touched me. What, are you braver than me? If you want to see what's behind that, go knock yourself out. I'm not sure what I'd call it. Torture chamber? Depends on your kink. But did not expect to see this. How on earth did... How can... People would have to see who came up here if the only way is that huge security door downstairs. There's more. I can feel it. I'm seeing a flash image that wall, a guy coming through it. How the... Oh my God, that wall is moving. Oh my God, that wall is moving. What is that cell? That's the cell area. The main prison. I'm not going in there. Not from this direction anyway. If that wall shuts on me, I'll be trapped in an actual cell with no key. Ain't happening. I want to go back to base and have another look at that map. What cell was that? Was it even marked? It opened on the masculine side.
Yes.
Did you hear that? A woman's voice said yes. You were told about her? Okay, well, that's good to know. Hello, Governor S. Gov. governess, governess. Thank you for allowing us into your home. We know what a privilege this is to be invited here. Right?
Hey, agree.
If there's anything you'd like us to know about this place, if you can make a knocking sound, once for yes, twice for no, that would be really helpful, thank you. Or just do whatever you can. We'll be very grateful. Okay, thank you. Can you tell us your name, please? If we go through the alphabet, can you knock when we get to the first letter of what you'd like us to call you, please? Okay. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. G? Thank you. Would that be... Oh, you'd like to be called governess? Okay, no name. Governess it is then. This may be a silly question, governess. Did you know there's a dungeon behind that closet? Yes? Did you use it at all? Yes. Did you use it with private friends or was it for prisoners? Sorry, that was a double question. Was it for both? No. Was it for prisoners only? Was it prisoners you'd arranged for because you liked them? Three knocks. Yes and no? Nothing. Was it consensual? Did they know what was going to happen? Yes and no? Yes. Are you trapped here? No. Are you here because you want to be? Oh, that's interesting. What do you think of all this? Is it because you liked the work you did here? Yes and no. Another question, if I may. My friend here, if he'd been in this prison, would you have arranged it with him, do you think? Words. I'm just asking. She can't hurt you. I'm curious, aren't you? Did she say have? Have what? Arranged it? Oh, I don't like this. Thanks for the kind hospitality, governess. We need to go now, but it's been a pleasure talking to... Oh, that's better. Shut her up. Hello, prisoner. You have questions of your own. I'll be glad to answer before you even ask them. One. No, you can't leave this place until I allow it. Two. Possession, sweetheart. It's called possession. Your friend is quite safe. She'll have a headache when she comes back. Otherwise, she'll be fine. She is fine. Better than fine. Don't you agree? Bestie? She'll stay fine. If you do as you're told, sweetheart. try to escape and maybe she won't be fine ever again. I don't think you could live with that, could you? What with her being your best friend and all, and more if you had your way. Why did you never tell her how you feel? Sweetheart, the amount of men I've played with, studied, tortured, and loved. Do you think I can't tell by expressions, body language and mannerisms who's feeling what, when and how? I think it's time you two stop pretending you're just friends and start being the lovers you've both wanted to be for as long as you've known each other. You look surprised. At which part? The part where I revealed your true feelings for her, or her true feelings for you? Or the part where I'm now in her body about to change some lives forever? I want to play a game. Prisoner. And if you answer correctly all my questions, and answer correctly at my demands, the way I want them to be answered, I'll let you both go. Else I'll stay in possession of your friend's body, and get on with her life, and just trap you in this dungeon of mine until I return, or someone else finds you in 5 years. Just relax. Look into your friend's beautiful eyes. She's still here. And you are perfectly fine. Your friend is perfectly fine. Everything is going to be fine. I'm just borrowing this body for a little while. So relax. It's okay. It's all going to be okay. Don't be frightened. I'm sure you're a good boy who knows when it's time to simply do as you're told. Aren't you? Of course you do. Now, drop your trousers and lay on the table. Don't be shy. Just relax. You can be very proud. She's been dying to see what you have between your legs. I can't tell you the heat and pulsing between her own right now. Maybe you'll get to save her in more ways than one tonight. Just relax. Feel my energy all around you. Let yourself fall into it. Feel what you feel. It's all different, but it's all natural too. I only want to make you feel good. It's all I've ever wanted. It's all she's ever wanted. To make people's lives better. If I can see how they can be, I can see hers, and I can see yours through her eyes. This. Friend, the ball gag. Oh, open. Oh, We're going to play a game of knock knock. And to help you get it all right the first time, which you need to do if you don't want to find yourself in solitary confinement. This ball gag will help. Oh, don't you look cute? Do you know how I had all manner of characters in this room over many decades? The ones whose sentences allowed them to leave let us change people. And the ones who never left also changed people. Quite sad, really. Still, that's consequences for you. I've no doubt the same is about to happen for you and your friend. And I have all the time in the world to make it so. Now, knock once for yes. Twice for no, three times for I don't know or unsure. Question. Do you know how much your friend likes you? Give me your answer. One, two, or three knocks. Interesting. Question. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to be kissed by your friend? One, two, or three knocks. Almost a shame your mouth is already filled. Perhaps she'll just have to kiss you somewhere else instead. Perfect. Two bare nipples will enjoy being kissed and sucked as much as any mouth would. Question. Have you ever imagined your friend's fingers curling around your cock? Like this? She likes your honesty. Question. One, two, or three knocks. Do you want this as much as she does? Good boy. And will you admit that you're aching to feel her mouth on your cock? Such a good boy. Now, what if I were to tell you that I lied? That I had no idea whether she wanted this or not. That she may remember all of this. Or nothing at all. Would you still want to feel her mouth on you? And she likes that response. I think it's time you both fucked each other. No more games. No more teasing. I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to make you fuck her. Yes, I'm going to make you fuck him. I'm going to straddle you. The rest I'm leaving up to you to do what you like, how you like. Just do it, because I'm not moving from inside her until you both spend.
You are a good boy. You want to make sure she's okay with this. Fine. Go ahead. Speak to him.
Hey. It's fine. It's okay. I do hope this is okay. Just do as she says.
See? Could have done this all by yourselves. Oh, absolutely. I want to feel this too. Oh, I'm just the passenger in this one. I'm resting and feeling. She's the one moving. Oh, you're so hard. Didn't take much to do that, did it? Your friend's mouth on your nipples. Your tongue swirling around your cock. Fingers. Replacing it, and now I can't. Oh boy, you should go hunting more often. Now, fucker. What's that? We get this gag off so you can speak to your friend. I'm sure she wants to hear what you have to say. There we go. First, again. When she's in the middle of talking to you. Tell her how you wanted to pull over when she was asleep in the car. But that's right. Because you're such a good friend. Bestie. Did it? Bad boy.
don't worry, fair's fair. You don't know what she's been thinking either. She's wanted you from the first day she met you. But you were with someone at the time. And she kept quiet. You became friends. And then that's all you are. Because neither of you wanted to spoil things. Because you liked each other that much that you would sacrifice having a proper relationship. Rather than risk losing everything. Because you wanted to be in each other's lives so much. You two really can't see how good that actually makes you for each other. Enough talking. Time to fuck, sweetheart. It's about time you came together. Oh! gone. I'm so sorry, I couldn't stop her. She was right. I have always wanted to. I just didn't want to risk losing our friendship. Please tell me we haven't. Please tell me we didn't just screw everything up. This is just me now, sitting on your cock stool. I'm not sure whether I should get off or not. I like that response. I love you. Please. Let's go. Can I stay with you tonight? Please. I don't want to be on my own. Not tonight.
Good girl. Very good girl. I think I might just follow you home. Dodging, falling asleep. Just so I can wake him up again with his cock in my mouth. He'll think it's you until he sees you fast asleep. He felt so good in your throat. Just once more. I must. And then I'll leave you be. Or not.
And I'll haunt your nightmares. Little did you know. I'll be right there. You should be afraid, you should be scared. Out of the darkness, out of the fear. Here comes the monster waiting in there. Heart rate is rising, some call it scared. You'll feel the chill start raising your hairs. It's too late, you're here now. I hope that you're prepared, cause there's no getting out. You can feel the energy, dark like a cloud. Electrified by pain. I'll be right there. You should be afraid, you should be scared. We're all alone, you're on your own. It's you and me who's going home. Look up, cause I'm right here. Welcome to a real life nightmare. Afraid, you should be scared. We're wrong.